I'm enjoying using this induction. So I would like you guys to put your hands together in front of your face. And as you put your hands together in front of your face, just press your palms together. Notice that as you stare in between the crack in between where your hands are pressed together, that your fingers can pull apart a little bit. And that at some point in time, it gets to the point where your fingertips are pressed together, and the bottom of your palms are pressed together, and you can see right through your hands. And then I'd like you to imagine that as I count to three, on three, your hands press back together as though I've clapped them over yours. I'm going to say sleep, and you can find yourself just dropping down deeply and allowing your hands to fall easily to your lap or whatever surface is there. One, two, three, sleep. Go ahead and just give in to that and allow your unconscious mind the ability to sink and drop down more and more deeply. With every breath in, come up just a little bit, and with every breath out, find yourself sinking and dropping down more and more deeply, more and more easily into trance. And the more your unconscious mind breathes in and brings you up just a little bit, breathes out and brings you down more deeply than you were. You can notice that this little bit of fractionation takes you so very deeply, so very quickly. And as you find yourself in that state of dropping easily and effortlessly, feel yourself surrendering to how good it feels to be in trance. Now, trance is a fascinating place to be because we go through altered states all day long, usually unaware of what exactly it is that we're doing. But hypnosis is deliberate. And because it's deliberate, we can do things in here that can have a positive effect even when we're not aware that we are in other states or when we are conscious. And sometimes we're aware of them. So let's do our very best today to make sure that we can be altering ourselves while we're in trance and then carrying that with us into our conscious self world and into any other altered states we might find ourselves experiencing. I'd like you to imagine to the best of your ability. Imagine to the best of your ability that you can dream up what an ideal world would be like for you. Now, if you have other things to do with other people to interact with, you might want to ensure that they figure in this on some level, even if you're just naming them in your mind. You know that they have to be there, and that's okay. Because if you have to deal with people, they may as well be able to fit on some level into your ideal world too. So imagine what your ideal world would be and what it might feel like. I mean, you could imagine that you had blue skies and that you were seated next to a river having a picnic. But if you actually need to go and do some stuff, try and imagine your ideal world as a world that you have to inhabit, but with stuff that actually makes you happy. And maybe you can imagine that you have stuffed animals sitting in the corner if that makes you happy, or a batch of flowers, or some comfort thing that gives you a sense of everything's going to be all right. So in this world that you can find yourself imagining, bring in the things unconsciously that let you feel really good. Maybe the sky is blue, and if you were sitting in an office and you looked up, you can imagine that the sky was blue with some clouds there, maybe. Maybe you can imagine a really peaceful sound that allows you to block out other sounds around you that you don't necessarily like or enjoy. Now, that would mean that if somebody was in fact talking to you, you'd have to find yourself paying attention, but your unconscious mind can discern the difference between direct communication to you and stuff around you. And if the stuff around you is the stuff that you actually enjoy, well, go ahead and enjoy that. Now, let's turn your enjoyment of these things up a little bit. Just enough so that you can find yourself relaxing a little bit, so that you can find your mind a little bit more content than you were. Sometimes we get into situations where things are so bad, and we have the ability inside us to make things worse and worse and worse. So we get less and less tolerant about many things around us over time. We could also, in fact, become more tolerant or more appreciative of things over time. There have been a lot of studies that no matter what a person's partner looks like, we grow to think that they are more and more attractive over time. Now, I'm not saying that you want all the people in your life to be like your partners. I am saying that you can allow your response to them to become a little more favorable in a way that causes you less personal distress. If somebody is doing something that's really terrible, don't put up with it by all means. But if people are just sort of getting on your nerves because you spent a lot of time with them, notice that it's easy for you to change your mindset. It's easy for you to go, okay, instead of thinking that things are getting worse, I'm going to simply make things a little bit better in my mind. Now, I would do this with a little slider. I would just pop a slider in and say, one way is worse and the other way is better, or one way is tolerant and one way is less tolerant. And I would make myself a little bit more tolerant of the stuff around me. I would find that my own response is what I'm changing. And because I can change my own response to a thing, then I might notice that instead of hunching over or clenching my neck or my shoulder muscles unconsciously, that instead I'm not. And because I literally am allowing myself to feel better by simply changing a little switch in my mind and allowing myself to be slightly more tolerant than I was before, the situation that I'm in has become magically a little bit more tolerable. As you find that you can take that image of that place that you'd really like to be, I'd like you to think about other things that may not be ideal for you, and then to think about other ways that you can adjust yourself to let everything else around you begin to match that ideal picture in your head. For example, one of the things that you can do, in addition to allowing your tolerance level to go up a little bit and to adjusting what it is that you hear, to allow your sound level to sort of only pick up the amount of sound that you actually hear, to only pick up when you know you're being directly spoken to, and otherwise to turn all that other input right down. It might seem like this is an impossibility, but I'll tell you that I first came across this when I was reading about Milton Erickson. He went to this factory and he observed that the workers there were able to communicate with one another even though the machinery around them was very loud. So he spent the night there, and when he woke up in the morning, he was able to hear the workers and not the machines. The fact that our brains can do that sort of thing inspired me to do this to a partner that I had. And it came in very useful when we went to a party and there was somebody there that kept trying to speak to them and give them hypnotic suggestions that were not welcomed. So I simply turned that trigger on and then they could only hear my voice. Even though other people were right there trying to talk in their ears, none of that sunk in. And it's beautiful and a fascinating thing. I know that your brains are capable of doing that sort of thing too. What I often realize is that when I go to sleep at night, even though I can hear things when I sleep, it's as though my brain turns the ability for me to hear outside sounds all the way down. And then when I wake up in the morning, it's as though my hearing is slowly being turned back up, so I can wake up really easily and really delightfully. So allow your unconscious mind to think about other things that are sense-related. Whether it's other people that are driving you crazy, and that might be a tolerance level, whether it's a sound thing, whether it's that you don't feel really fantastic at the office because it's too hot or cold, you can adjust your skin's ability, really, to feel more comfortable in whichever temperature situation you happen to be in, as long as it's not going to damage you. So sometimes I do a full session with people about having the perfect temperature. And what that means is that no matter what temperature they're in, they're comfortable. Their body's going to respond. It's not like they're, an automatron just going on about their day, but they can find an appropriate temperature response, which might mean sweating. For example, if it gets too hot, it might mean needing to drink more water. But your body is actually very versatile, able to deal with different kinds of temperature. So you might notice that if you have to sit in an office and it's too cold for you, that you can adjust your ability to deal with that temperature and to just make it a little bit better. Perhaps there's something that you wish you could hear or see around you all day long or feel. As you find yourself thinking about what that is, sometimes it's helpful to think about what the opposite is. For example, like with somebody that you need to tolerate a little bit more. And to let your brain work on the way you can find yourself personally responding just a little bit better. So tolerance covers a wide range of things, and hearing covers a wide range of things, and the feeling on your skin covers a wide range of things. Perhaps you can also imagine that there's something else that you would like to see visually that you can pop in, and maybe it's that you want to find yourself seeing less, in fact. Maybe you find yourself distracted by the stuff around your office. So you could adjust your field of vision so that in a space of maybe 2 or 3 feet around you, you can see easily and effortlessly when you're focused on a thing, your computer, your books, whatever it happens to be, maybe a keyboard for the musical persuasion or some kind of instrument. And then outside that circle, it becomes as though nothing and nobody else exists. It becomes as though whatever is deeply and easily in front of you, you can find yourself focused on, and nothing else matters for you. Go ahead and think about what that would be like, to allow your brain to simply know that the important stuff was around you, that you could easily focus on it. If someone spoke directly to you, you'd hear them, and then you could look up and see them, and you'd be able to see them clearly. But otherwise, you could make yourself this comfortable little cocoon space at your home office or at your desk if you have to go there, or perhaps at any other situation you find yourself in. For example, if I was still working outside the house and I had, for example, to work at a cash register selling things to people, you could easily do it so that, as long as your responsibility, of course, wasn't, say, to watch for shoplifters in the rest of the store, you could watch the person or persons nearest to you and pay attention to that and notice that everything else kind of fades away, allowing you to focus your attention and energy right on that person in front of you in a way that makes them feel good. Because you can find that people do mostly enjoy having attention, appropriate attention, focused on them for short periods of time. Allowing yourself to be friendly, allowing yourself to be pleasant, and allowing yourself to really feel both friendly and pleasant. Can you imagine how different things might be in certain instances if you were able to adjust how you felt so that you enjoyed, truly enjoyed being where you are? So that instead of everything being kind of blah and dull, you could find that the world around you, especially your immediate world, felt kind of bright and cheerful, that you could look at the people around you and recognize something fun about them or something good about them, or be able to make a comment about whatever they brought you in a way that was consistent with your brain working to make everything around you as good as it can be, purely for your sake. But when you find that you're happy and when you find that you are doing things that you enjoy, the people around you notice. Now, that may not necessarily make all of them happy, but the goal is to make you happy. The goal is to allow you to adjust what you're doing and how you're doing it so that you can get more enjoyment out of the things that perhaps in the past you did not find enjoyable. So as you find yourself sinking and dropping down more and more deeply, as you find yourself thinking about an ideal situation and then begin to adjust different and assorted things within you so that you literally enjoy wherever you are a little bit more, Notice that the rest of today can become a little bit brighter and a little bit better for you. And I mean brighter in the sense that your eyes are going to be able to tolerate it and everything looks the way you kind of wished it would. Not in too bright, turn it down. So right now, as you find yourself imagining that place, I'd like you to imagine it with as many of those adjustments made as possible. To allow yourself to be more tolerant, to allow yourself to just realize that whatever is in you that allows happiness to flow, that you found that place, wherever that is, I like to call it a wellspring, and your brain has done whatever it can to clear that away. Maybe there's a big rock sitting on this pile, or maybe it's a bunch of clay, and you're like, well, nothing's getting through that. Maybe that's why I felt so damned unhappy. So you just imagine that your unconscious mind can clear all that away until the thing that is your happiness begins to flow freely and easily in your mind and body. As that kind of happiness flows, even if it's just a little bit of a trickle, you can notice that the more it does flow, the more easy it is for you to find that you can get delight in all sorts of things around you and allow that to happen. If you have found yourself unhappy or things are trying to set you back because things are going on that are just not very pleasant, you can find personal happiness within you and let it happen. Allow your unconscious mind to realize when you are finding yourself not being happy because it might be a habit or a pattern and just go, oh, no, wait a minute. No, we're good. I'm going to allow this happiness to happen. It might be different. It might feel a little strange. That's okay. Allow yourself to feel the strange things if what you realize when they happen is that you feel better. The goal of all of this is to allow you to have a better life on some level, a happier life on some level, a more productive life on some level, to be more okay with yourself and to be able to put up with the things that you have to and to really enjoy the things that you want to. Notice that it can get a little easier over and over and over again while your unconscious mind takes you down deeper into trance as you find yourself making tiny little adjustments within you to allow yourself to be happier, to allow other people to not bother you as much, for you to find that your world around you seems brighter and more comfortable in whichever ways that your unconscious mind can be adjusted to make that happen. I'd like you to think about what it is that you really like, and if you have any questions after this, just feel free to drop them in the room. We can talk about the ways in which you might make something a little bit more of this and a little bit less of that. But go ahead and hold on to how powerfully good you can find yourself feeling when you realize that it's not that other people can't cause you problems, but you can find a way within you, a literal way within you, to adjust the way you find yourself responding to them. And to just notice that it suits you fine. Maybe you find yourself, when other people talk and they're kind of jerks, just laughing. Maybe you kind of get this setup in your brain going, oh, what they said was just hilarious. Aren't they funny? As long as it's not something that you feel strongly about talking about. But find it in your brain, the capacity to sort of dismiss them by having a little chuckle, thinking, oh, that's ridiculous, and just going on about your merry way. You may discover that it becomes easier and easier to ignore other people, that you do not need to have specific, direct, particular interactions with, and that that also can suit you just fine. So find yourself paying attention to that ideal world that you imagined before. And let it be filled with as much beauty, as much amazement as possible. And as I count from 1 to 10 and bring you back to conscious, allow all of those things, all of those feelings, all of that goodness to come with you, getting a little bit stronger and stronger on the conscious side as those numbers go up, until by 10, when you find yourself back with us feeling fantastic, you have more resources, you have more beauty, you have more comfort, you have more ability in your conscious life to be able to deal with all of those things. And notice what that feels like when you do it. Notice that, in fact, enacting all of those things can become simpler and easier. Every single moment that you use it, it makes the next one easier and easier and easier. That your brain just can get to the point where it feels like you didn't realize you could feel so good. Like maybe in your head you might find yourself doing a little dance. Like maybe you catch yourself in the mirror or reflection and you say, wow, I was smiling. What happened there? Because you've set yourself up for success, to ignore the things that are not important, to concentrate on the things that are, to bring as much beauty and brightness and happiness into your own personal world so that you can, even if there is a sea of terrible stuff going on around you, you can be a little bubble of personal happiness, and that might give you some strength and some resources that you need to deal with any of the things that go on around you. Hold on to that. Find yourself coming up on 10, feeling fantastic, with more and more resources available for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Back with us.